disgusted with the first three goals. And then, you know, we actually score two. But you're never going to win if you concede three. And the first two goals are more or less identical. Break the play up, get the ball in the box, midfield player runs past our midfield player and puts it in the back of the net.
Were you surprised?
Was I surprised? Of course I was surprised. Yeah, we gave all the information that everybody needed, and obviously you're surprised straight away when they score, and you go, okay, it's just one goal, and then more or less the same thing happens again. So,
what were you thinking at that point?
Can we change it? And then we go three, as we get someone comes off the pitch, or Reedy comes off the pitch and they score a deflection from a free kick, go three. But the good thing was, you know, we get the goal back. And we said, if we can score the next one, and it has to be early, then there'll be a game on. And, you know, we get the next one, but just too late. Keeper makes some good saves. But, you know, the first half just wasn't good enough, was it?
What explanation did your players give you for that performance at half-time or after the game?
No explanation, really. To be fair, it's just, we're talking about the same things. That's why we're where we are, you know. We don't do the right things at the right time. And, you know, we can talk and show people, but eventually you've got to take responsibility. And it's pretty basic stuff that the midfield player runs past ours and gets on the end of it. We give the ball away in a bad area, they counter and score.
What do you do to change the mentality, change the way things are going?
Well, we got to try and change, you know, the personnel. That's why we made the change at half-time. I thought Collins did pretty good. You know, and we have to try and change it elsewhere as well. And we're hopeful that, you know, Damo comes back soon and gives us more strength and more power, because that's really where we're lacking.
And things aren't working out. You don't need me to tell you that. But at some clubs, sometimes players are moved on. Do you look at that now?
Yeah, we're looking at everything. To be fair, we've been looking at that for a while. And, you know, we have to reduce our budget to bring players in. And, you know, obviously, that's the only way we can bring players in.
Second half, a bit better?
A bit better, yeah. But, again, you've got to ask the referee to help us a little bit. You know, every time the ball goes out, they take ages. And we had some chances, keeper made some good saves, but you're never going to win if you can see three first half. And, you know, we did.
Take us back to your team selection. You had David Murphy back available today after his ban. Why did you elect to put him on the bench?
Because the two lads did well on Saturday. And, you know, it's not their fault that Murph got sent off. He got sent off because he made a poor decision. So, you know, we thought we'd give the two lads the opportunity to play, and just so happens that Reed injured again.
We
don't
think,
he had a cut on his eye. We don't think it's too bad. So, you know, I don't think that influenced the game, because it was already 2-0 then, and I don't think the centre-half position influenced the goals. It was just basic stuff.
And we spoke post-match, didn't we, at Swindon on Saturday, and you told me you thought that Andy Barcham had done well when he came on.
Yeah, injured ankle. Yeah,
right.
Ankle. He got a knock on Saturday and went to train, tried to train with us. Well, he came in early on Monday and it was too sore. So that's why he wasn't on the bench or in the team.
Is confidence shot with your players at the moment?
I don't think so. I don't think it's shot. You know, it's just we're shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, don't get me wrong, we want to compete, but you can't compete if you're giving away goals like we're giving away goals. The goal on Saturday, we go 1-0, we're doing okay, we go 1-0 down tonight, just straight after kickoff, we go 1-0 down, and it's just lapses in concentration. There's nothing tactical about it, it's just lapses in concentration and too easy for the opposition to score.
So what are your fears for the future?
I don't have any fears for the future. I know we'll come through it. Obviously, you know, to concede three goals at home isn't good enough, but you just have to keep working, Matt, and keep working hard with the players. This is the group I've got. I've got to keep working hard with them, and eventually the penny will drop.
What's your message for the fans listening to this now?
Obviously, we're all disappointed and gutted for them, and we wanted to put on a show. It will come. It will come.
How soon?
Well, we want it next week, don't we? We play MK Dons on Saturday. We want it as soon as possible. but I'm quite sure that it will come. And it is being patient, and I understand it's difficult to be patient when you're 3-0 down at home. And
that, is that that's unacceptable? Have you made that clear to the players?
Without
totally
a doubt.
Now?
Without a doubt. At half-time, it is unacceptable. And it's not as if they've had to work. The opposition have had to work really hard for the goals. You know, it's just basic stuff. But, you know, we're hopeful that we're confident that we're going to turn it around. It's just so frustrating for everybody, whether it be here with me or people paying to watch. And, you know, we've made it quite clear. This isn't what we expect or what I expect. I don't expect Scunthorpe to be here. So it's going to take a lot more hard work to get out of this situation.
A final question of you. We've heard from the fans on our airwaves tonight. How low are you at the moment? How are you dealing
with
it?
I've got to say, that's pretty difficult to take. And it just is, but what can you do? You just get back on, fall off a horse, you just get back on it, don't you? And you keep going and keep pushing the players, and then, you know, eventually the penny will drop. And the good thing is, we're still plenty of games left. But we need to be better than this. And we're showing glimpses and passages of play and some good stuff, but we're not showing it for 90 minutes. And that's the problem, that we're not getting a performance for 90 minutes.